Hi, I'm Anna Marchese from CKUT's Off the Hour. I'm with Louis-Philippe Genat, and he's from the Montreal Center, or Memorial Center, Montreal Holocaust Museum. And we're here to discuss Bill 60 and the museum's recent press release in opposition to the charter. So, hi. Why do you oppose this charter?
The center opposes the charter for two main reasons. The center is not, before detailing the reasons, the center is not against the objective, the said objectives of the charter, which are to ensure the neutrality of the state, and one other objective of the government is to ensure men-women equality. We're not against those objectives, but we think that the way the charter was presented and the measures that are included in the charter will have a very negative impact on Quebec society. The first point is that the charter and the debate surrounding the charter fuels prejudices and stereotypes towards practices of religious minorities. There's an oversimplification of what it means to wear a religious symbol and an association with all the dogmas that have been supported by various religions throughout history, such as homophobia or sexism. And it also creates a us versus them division, where the Francophone majority is pitted against religious minorities. And we also fear that by banning religious symbols from the state institutions, the charter will kind of legitimize an hostility towards those symbols in the public space. And we've seen that it already happened that, for example, Muslim women or a Muslim butcher in Sherbrooke were victims of racist acts. So this is for the first reason. And the second reason is that some of the measures that are included in the charter are contrary to fundamental human rights. For example, the most notably the freedom of religion and of expression of religion, and that these measures aren't justified by any studies and are discriminatory because they're aimed specifically at religious minorities who have who observe certain traditions with respect to either religious symbols, the wearing of certain clothes, or certain food practices.
So your statement distinguishes between the state and the individual in terms of neutrality. Why is this distinction important, and why has the PQ government failed to make the same distinction?
We think that the distinction is very important because the state has to give its services to its citizens, peu importe their religion, but that it that does not mean that the state agent have to appear to be neutral. Someone who wears a kippah, wears a hijab, can definitely give neutral services in terms of religion. And what the government has done is to give the impression that someone wearing a religious symbol would not be, or would give the impression that he could not give a neutral services, and the religion is the only, I'd say, the only aspect of one's identity that is targeted by the government. It's the only characteristic of the person, of one person, who is deemed to be like who's deemed to possibly affect one's neutrality. For example, the skin color or ethnic background or anything else is not considered as something that could affect one's neutrality, but his or her religion is. So there's a kind of distinction that is false there, we think.
This is called the Charter of Values, but whose values and what do these values reflect?
For me, it's very strange that the government chose to speak about the Charter of Values when really the aim of the debate is not the debate, but of the charter is to ensure a greater neutrality and put into place a state that is really laic. And whose values? I think the use of the word values is a big problem because it supposes that the values of religious minorities are against the values of the majority, and that they're not, that their values aren't Quebec values, although some communities, like the Jewish community, have been in Quebec for more than 250 years.
What's the role of the Holocaust Museum in opposing this charter, and why do you feel the need to produce a public statement?
Well, one first important thing to underline is that the center does not, although we're the Holocaust Center, we're not comparing what happened during the Holocaust to what is going on right now. It's two very different situation, but in terms of respect for diversity and respect for human rights and the prevention of discrimination, there are some common issues. The center, as part of his mandate, sensitizes the public to phenomenon such as racism, hate, indifference, and the importance of the respect for diversity, and has developed an expertise on these issues by working, for example, with other communities that have been affected by discrimination. So we think it's very important to speak out on this issue because it's the proposed measures are very discriminatory and will fuel prejudices. And for another part, will undermine the importance of human rights or the respect for human rights. So that's why the center chose to speak on those on this issue.
So what sort of educational programs does the Holocaust Museum provide to educate the next generation about the history of both the Holocaust and what's going on in government today? And how do you see that playing into the current debate surrounding the bill?
The main educational program of the center is, of course, the museum, where we welcome more than 15,000 visitors each year, half of them school groups. The center also provides support for teachers and how to teach about the Holocaust. We also have pedagogical tools, but the center also organizes a variety of public events on both topics related to the history of the Holocaust, but also on contemporary human rights issues. For example, on we've been organizing events on refugee rights, on the prevention of genocide. Lastly, we had a panel discussion on hate speech and the rise of right-wing political groups in Europe. But one of the main goal of the center with these program are to deconstruct deconstruct prejudices, and for the people who come to visit our museum to be more aware of their own prejudices. Everyone has prejudices, but to be more aware of them and to be able to deconstruct them and to I'd say reach out to the other in order to have a better comprehension of the other.
Do you think that the PQ is interested in having an honest debate about individual freedoms and human rights, and about religion's place in Quebec society?
I will not, on behalf of the center, discuss the political goals of the PQ in presenting the charter. It's not our expertise, but as it relates to human rights and the importance of human rights, one thing that is very something that have very negative impacts is the idea that fundamental rights can be limited without serious justification, without serious studies, that only the unease of certain citizens in front of when seeing some religious symbols is a sufficient justification to limit fundamental rights. I think it's a very negative impact it has, and as it relates to the role of fundamental rights in a democracy. The government should ensure that the population of Quebec understands the importance of respecting human rights, that human rights cannot be limited without justification, especially when it comes to the rights of minorities within the society.
And how can someone get more information about the Memorial Center?
The best way to get more information about the center would be to go on our website, which is www.mhmc.ca. You'll have there all the information about the museum, about upcoming exhibits. We have an exhibit coming during the month of April on the residential school system in Canada, and a series of activities to explore this, how it impacted and still impacts today the First Nations in Canada. And yeah, you can find more information about our upcoming events and exhibition on the website.
Great, thank you very much.
Thank you.